Beperk Dal Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Noitel Adam Kisim Mishilofanov, Lachzas Boshinov. Rabbi Eliezer says that one is able to take wooden chips, splints, what's in front of him. And the Rav says it's Lav Dafka, what's in front of him. It could even be anywhere else, even in his courtyard. The only reason he says this is because the Rabbanan are going to argue, because the Rabbanan are going to hold that even if it's in front of you, you're also not allowed to take it from. And you can do this Lachzas Boshinov. You can take these sticks in order to clean out your teeth, to use as like a toothpick. So Rabbi Eliezer was chaylik in the previous Mishnah, where we said the Chum held that you're only allowed to use wood for fuel for fire. Rabbi Eliezer says you can use it for other things too. And Rabbi Eliezer continues, Megabib min ha-chotzer u-madlik, and you can even gather from your chotzer and use that to be madlik. And Taisyantiv points out it's lav dafka to be madlik, you can even gather in your chotzer to use for other things like toothpicks and stuff like that, like Rabbi Eliezer just said. Anything in the chatzar is muchan. It's already prepared. It's not muksa, and you're allowed to use it. And the Chum say that you can only gather what's in front of you, and you cannot use it to pick your teeth or anything else except to use as fuel, as firewood. So like the Rav points out, the Chum are arguing on two points. Number one, you can never gather from your chatzar because these small little chips of wood, it's a big tircha to start gathering them. And they also argue about using chips of wood as toothpicks. Because like we said earlier, Chum held that wood is only allowed to be used on Yontif for firewood. But there is one exception the Rav brings, that you are allowed to use wood for other things. That's when wood is used as animal food. You can't create it. Obviously, you can't cut it off a tree, but let's say you had a piece of wood. Don't chop it into small pieces for animal food. But if it was already moist and wet and it was fitting for an animal to eat it, you're then allowed to cut from it and use it for whatever you want. And by doing so, that would not be an issue of being misakin a kli. That's what the Rav says.